answer is blowing in the wind.
Welcome back. You got the Rational Revolution. I'm Mark Becker. Wow. That was a remarkable discussion. Christina Dry, speechwriter and all things guru here for USAID. You know, that was something. I was preparing for that discussion and I didn't know what direction it was going to go. I talked to her before we did the interview a couple weeks ago, just to, you know, make sure that I'm on the level, because, you know, she has been attacked by some of the most powerful people in the world. You know, Elon singled her out numerous times for attacks, and her life has been very difficult over the last month. And she has the courage of a lioness, and I hope she will be back, because just a remarkable story. And I'd love to talk to her about her time in Bosnia, but that really did stick out when we talked on the phone, where she said, I wondered, you know, how did people let this happen? And now she knows. And it's interesting, because, you know, authoritarianism doesn't happen typically through violence and through force. It happens through the ballot box. It happens when people voted in. And we're kind of witnessing that in real time. And it was really interesting to hear her talk about and articulate so much better than that's why she's a speechwriter, so much better than we ever could, about why USAID matters, why those programs are ones that are vitally important, you know, not just for the people that they serve, but at the end of the day, they serve the American people and they serve our interests. And so when things happen like a dust up in Ukraine, or God forbid something happens in the United States, we're going to need those people. We're going to need allies and friends. And what we've been doing over the last month, I can't believe it's only been a month, month and a half. But what we've been doing is just destroying those relationships that have taken generations to cultivate. And the trust, like she said, trust can be broken like that. And everything that we've done over these first few weeks of this administration has been breaking the trust and breaking alliances. There's so much damage that we've seen. And what's crazy is it's hard to really tell, because we're so early into it. It's hard to tell which part of it is going to be the most damaging. You know, is it the trade war that we've now gone like twice through the trade war? We've announced that we were going to do these tariffs and then say, oh, we're not going to. And now they're back. There's no end in sight. And the frustrating thing, in a laundry list of frustrating things, is that there's no real plan. Christina said that a little bit in the interview, that there's so much confusion and there's no real end goal. So the American people are looking at all of these things, from the tariffs to dismantling government agencies, to all of this, and they're like, what is the end goal here? It's very, very dark. And there's uncertainty across literally every spectrum of our country, you know, from food to national security, to, as Christina said too, to the programs that we have, Medicaid, SNAP, Medicare, all of these things. He promised to work on these things, and here we are with no real plan. And I kind of want to tell you what I think is going to happen. I'm not necessarily in the business of making predictions, but I will make one. If I would put on a very dark hat and I was advising Donald Trump, this is what I would say. And first, you have to sit down and realize that the things that he wants to do are incredibly unpopular. And you will face unprecedented blowback, the likes of which the United States hasn't seen in generations. He wants to fundamentally transform the federal government and how the federal government has worked for hundreds of years. You want to strip people of their rights. You want to seize power like no one has done in the history of the country. You want to eliminate agencies that people depend on. You want to destroy relationships with our friends that have been ironclad since the 1800s. You want to dramatically increase the cost of living through tariffs and give tax breaks to the world. Like, these things are not popular. You have to realize that. However, if you want to do it, there's a way, and we're seeing it. And that way is first, you have to make people hurt. And it is. He is. Make them feel pain, like higher cost of living, higher groceries and gas prices and vehicles and houses. Slow the economy down. Mail delivery. Make them question the federal government. Your services aren't working. Who's at fault? The benefits are slow to arrive. Tax refunds take months if you get them at all. Weather forecasts are spotty. Make it hurt. Drive that wedge as deeply as you can. You're seeing them do it in real time. Tariffs. Make Americans feel them. Watch the stock market free fall. And then what you do is about 6 months before the midterms, just magically raise your wand and fix all the problems you created. Stop the tariffs, lower the taxes, give people stimulus checks. He talked about that. They're going to give a Doge refund and make them feel like it is spring after a long, dark winter. And give them hope, but that hope comes from you, not the opponent. And you can do that because we're in an era right now where truth doesn't matter. And you can tell them, this is all, they can say it's Joe Biden's fault, it's Kamala Harris's fault, it's the Republican, it's the Democrats' fault. When in reality, it is Donald Trump's fault. And it's the fault of all of the people who enable him. Like right here in Wisconsin, we've got our buddy Ron Johnson and Tony Weed and Derek Van Orden, Brian Stout, those people, Tom Tiffany, Glenn Grothman. It is their fault that this is happening. But if you can switch that narrative and say, look at all of the things that we're doing. Look at all of these gifts I'm giving you. That's how it happens. I do believe that's how he's going to do it. He is going to make it worse before it gets better, because then this is an abusive relationship, guys. I've unfortunately have experience with that. This is how these relationships work. I'm going to hurt you, but I'm also the only one that can fix it. And what we have to do is know that it's coming. You have to know it's coming, because that's the only way we can fight it. Thank y'all. Thanks to Christina Dry from USAID. Thanks to Amanda behind the glass and to Civic Media. This is Mark Becker on The Rational Revolution. We'll see you next week. I'ma keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.